You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in the studio by Kate Lochte.
Hey, Austin, thank you, and welcome to Kathy Hodge and Flo. Kathy Hodge is Executive Director of the Humane Society of Callaway County, and Flo is our featured guest for Puppies Sound Good on WKMS.
I don't think Flo's quite as impressed with us as we are with her. Do you think she's napping right through the interview?
Well, Matt Markgraf is here and putting Flo's picture on Facebook. So please take a look at Facebook, mm-hmm. and we'll describe Flo in her slumber.
Yeah, she's one of a litter of three puppies. They're all weigh about 6 pounds, and they're all 8 weeks old. And Flo, the one we brought with us today, is the epitome of black fluffy puppy cuteness. She is just precious. Solid black, has a nice long coat, you know, sort of fluffy. It's hard to tell for sure what it's going to be.
But like a cat, not, almost.
Almost, yeah. It's really soft. She had her bath this morning, so she's really, really soft. And just as sweet as can be. We got them from just the community, so we don't know much about their history or even what breed they are. She has a face that reminds us a lot of Border Collie puppies that we've had in the past, and she's about the size that you would expect a Border Collie mixed puppy to be. So that's our best guess, but it is a guess at this point. And she's solid black. One of her other sister is chocolate brown from front to back, and then the little brother is another little black long-haired puppy. So hard to tell what their backgrounds are, but I would expect, given their size at this point and their build, I would expect them to be just medium-sized dogs, maybe in the 30-pound range or something. Not tiny, but not great big dogs either.
Now, I don't want to do a disservice by saying see Flo at our Facebook page,
yeah,
because there's another place to see Flo.
True. We have them on our Pet Finder page that you can look through. You can see all of our animals for adoption on the Humane Society of Callaway County's Facebook page. And if you want to see the brother and the sister, might be interested in them. All three of them are up at this point. So then they are available for adoption along with the other dogs that we have. We've had a wonderful run on getting some animals into rescues. We were doing our year-end statistics, and we've sent 45 dogs in the past 6 weeks to a rescue up in Louisville, and another dozen to a rescue down in Clarksville, in addition to the adoptions that we've had. So we're very, very happy that we've had some successes in getting these animals into rescues. We've even been able to place four cats into a rescue in the last week. So we've had a good run on that. So now we're settled in wanting to find homes for Flo and her siblings and the rest of the animals that we have up for adoption.
Just as sort of a remedial review, what does one expect from an eight-week-old puppy?
Sleeping and chaos, one or the other. that's what we find anyway. When we keep them in the office, it's always a lot of fun because there's all this wonderful quietness while they snooze away, and then they get up and they get into the cat food that we forgot to leave down, and they tear up the toy that maybe the other dog really loves and we didn't really mean to get torn up, and then they'll come over and chew on your shoelace and all the things that puppies do that are both annoying and adorable at the same time. But having a puppy is a big job. It really is. And especially I talk to folks in the office lots of times who have had a dog that they've loved for, 15 to 18 years, been with them for all that time. So it's been, 17, 18 years sometimes since they've had a puppy. And I guess it's like with your toddlers, you sort of forget all of the bad things and remember the good things until the puppy is in your house. And it's like, oh my goodness, I forgot what this was like. I forgot that we could make through all, through the chewing up of the shoes and the cell phones and all the things that get laid down when you didn't mean to. So it really is sort of a reality check to give yourself if you're gonna have a puppy, because it's a lot of fun. There's no doubt about it, but it is a lot of responsibility. And the chaos is just part of the joy of it, but it can also be the deal breaker. Sometimes I know for me personally, I think I'm past puppy stage. I think I want an older dog. The last dog I adopted was closer to a year old and had already been house trained, which was really icing on the cake. But, you know, you just have to look at your life and your lifestyle and what you want in a pet and then make the determination. Be realistic and not get caught up in the cute advertisements or the adorable puppy face and determine if that's really what you want to do.
And the fact that Kathy can't stop stroking this puppy dog.
I know. It's just, it's like having a powder puff in front of you and saying, don't touch it. Because all that fluffy hair is just as soft as can be.
And this dog is totally zonked.
Oh, she is. She's had a big morning. She left her foster home and she went to a groomer and they gave her a bath. And then she went to the office and everybody at the office had to carry her around. And we're next door to an adult daycare center. And so all the folks there needed to say hi. And then she tried to sleep in the car, but the drive was too short. And then she got here. So she finally just gave it up. I think it's just, she just truly has, you know, just crashed. So
what are the mechanicals to adopting her?
To adopt her or any of our dogs, there's an adoption application online on our Facebook, there's a link to it on our Facebook page, and then there's also, it's on our website. You can download it without even going to anything else. And our website is For the Pets, forthepets.org.
Chad Lampy is now petting this puppy
dog.
Yes,
it's a little hard not to, isn't it, Chad?
Yeah, excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt. No, I just thought it was funny.
It is. She's not one you can ignore. She definitely is not one to ignore. But you just send in the application form. It's just one page. It just asks some basic information. Our folks that handle all the adoptions are volunteers, so that gives us a piece of paper to hand to them so that they can check your veterinary reference from past animals or current animals. If you have a rental situation, then they'll want to check with your landlord to make sure you're not trying to sort of squirrel away a puppy, but you really can't have a puppy or a cat or whatever it is you want to adopt. And then once we've checked those couple of things, then we'll give you a call. And in the case of the puppies, you know, you may fall in love with one particular picture, but until you actually meet the animal, and you never really know for sure how you're gonna hit it off with that particular animal. So usually we bring in the whole litter so that you can meet them all. And sometimes you go home with the one that you thought you wanted, and other times another one sort of steals away your heart, and you take that one instead. So we want, our goal always is to match the right animal with the right people. And it has to be right for both sides. You know, it has to be the right family for that dog and what it's going to grow up to be. And it has to be the right dog, you know, for that family. The family, if they want sort of a quiet, you know, laid back kind of dog, this is going to chill with them most of the time. Or if they're runners, we adopted a dog the other day to a family that the lady in the family runs, and the dog loves that. So it was a really perfect match because her foster happened to run, so we knew that about her. So there's lots of little ways that we can work to get the right animal in the right household.
Well, it's a wonderful thing that Flo mm-hmm. continues to snooze as we speak.
Yeah.
What else is happening at the Humane
well,
Society?
Well, of course, this time of year we're getting a lot of calls about the cold weather.
Sure.
And certainly all of us are aware of that. But I think we do need to remember that if it's below freezing, it's really too cold for your animals to spend more than just, you know, a short amount of time outdoors, even those that are typically outdoor dogs. You need to be sure, if you have an outdoor dog, to have it in a doghouse that's up off the ground, you know, so that they've got that insulation of the air between the base of the doghouse and the ground. And probably the hardest, and then also people just forever, I think, naturally want to put towels or blankets or something in a doghouse. But you get a little bit of rain and that soaks up into that blanket, and then the dog has nowhere to lay that isn't cold and icy. So straw is by far the best insulator. It's dry, it doesn't collect the moisture, and they can burrow down in it, and it's a good insulation right and all the way around the dog. I think the hardest thing right now is just keeping water out for the dogs.
For sure.
It is, you know how fast the water's freezing, and if you put water out when you walk out the door to go to work, you can be sure that by lunchtime it is frozen solid. So if you can afford it, you know, to get one of the heated water buckets, you know, water bowls to put out, they're around $20. So it's a really good investment if you've got a dog that stays outside a lot, and keep that water keep the ice melted, you know, so there's always fresh water, because it's a challenge to keep fresh water out for the dogs with this kind of temperatures. And I think we do need to remember, you know, having a healthy dog makes a world of difference. You know, if you keep the animal up on their vet care and they have a good, you know, appropriate amount of weight, not extra weight really, but they're just going to burn more fuel, you know, during the winter. So giving them a little extra food is a huge help too.
All right. If you are a pet owner and you're not paying attention to what Kathy's saying, shame on you.
For sure. And, you know, it's been 20 years since we've had this kind of cold.
Yeah.
And it, you forget, you know, even those of us who have been through more than one snap of cold like this, yeah. It's been a long time.
So instead of just saying, mm-hmm. shame on you, mm-hmm. Let's say, go do something.
Absolutely.
To change the situation.
Get out there and do it. I mean, the straw is pretty inexpensive, you know, keeping fresh straw. And some dogs will pull all the straw out, then get in the house and then pull straw back in around them. You know, they're not always neat and tidy about this kind of thing. And even the dogs, the Huskies and the Malamutes and some of the northern breeds that we have in our area, they're going to be better off than a Chihuahua, you know, obviously in this kind of weather. I don't want to make it sound like, oh, they can't tolerate anything. Of course they can, but they're not used to it either. They're not living in Alaska. This is not, you know, Minnesota for them every day. So even though they are breeds that can survive in that kind of weather, it's not what they are experiencing all the time. It's not what their metabolism is adapting to, and their coats are not as thick as those dogs that would be living in a northern climate all the time. So we've got to remember that even the really hardy northern breeds are still going to need some extra care during this kind of weather. You know, a little extra straw, bring them in the garage or put them in a shop, or, you know, get them into, I know some of the folks that have, you know, they have a good barn and they'll fix a stall up in the barn, you know, so they have a really good spot to be in. So you need to take that little extra effort and get out there and do it. Anytime that it's below freezing, we need to make sure that they have better spaces to be than they might otherwise need.
Kathy, thanks for coming out in the cold to be with us today.
Glad to do it.
And Miss Flo, thank you for being with us today.
I know. I may have to just spend the rest of the day with you, or at least until she wakes up.
Austin, you need Flo.
I know. She's cute. I'm sure somebody out there listening might also need her.
Well, we hope so. We know the right people are out there.
Thanks, Kate. Thank you, Kathy.